Hare Krishna. Before today's podcast, a humble request. If there are very interested devotees out there who have the time, the inclination, and the seriousness to help Manjari Devadasi, who's doing the referencing bibliography, the checking Sanskrit and other Sanskrit names in the book. If some devotees could help, they'd be very much appreciated. They do require to have a good store of Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. But in any case, if devotees are seriously interested and they're both willing and also able to assist, then send in your name to ask SRS, and she'll reply. There's a lot of things to be done. We're coming to a different phase of the book. Many things are happening in 11 days. We finish the actual reading of the text itself. In fact, just yesterday I was speaking with Niranjan Maharaj, and he asked me a pertinent question. He said, how are you going to print the book? Where are you going to get the money to print it? I told him I thought about it, but I need to do a little more than just thinking about it, because advanced sales aren't to the stage of being able to do that. So I need to try to resolve the quandary of how to actually get the capital together to print the books. But that's just another issue. So there are many things going on, and if devotees can help with referencing the books, then please contact Manjari. And let me today quote from Srimad Bhagavatam. If you remember, Krishna is walking, looking at the beauty of Vrindavan, and especially addressing the trees. And the Lord talks about the magnanimity of the trees by saying, Etavaj janmasa palyam dehinam nihadehi shu pranar artha diya vachnam shaya acharanam shada. Basically, Krishna is saying that it's the duty of every living entity to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others. How? With their prana, life, artha, wealth, diya, intelligence, vacha, and words. We know this is what the Krishna Consciousness Movement is about, helping others. In fact, it's a activity that is even in our fallen Kali Yuga well known. The idea of giving charity, of helping others in different ways, not necessarily by giving them transcendental knowledge, but opening hospitals and feeding people and helping disabled, and you name it, there's an unlimited ways of doing welfare work for others. Is very popular just in the United States, and this isn't a current figure. It's probably about 5 years old, but I know at that time I read that the American public, oh yes, and I was even the recession had already started, were giving $600 billion a year away in charity. $600 billion. How many of this? Three hundred million Americans, so that means $2,000 a head, roughly, it comes out to. Pretty good. So people know that it's their duty to help those in need. And of course, in Krishna consciousness, helping those in need means helping everyone, because everyone's in need. And what are they in need of? They're in need of transcendental knowledge and the holy name, because if they have that, then certainly they will really find that's the best welfare activity, and they really find the solutions of life and the happiness that they're looking for, even if they don't have the type of comfortable facility or lifestyle that others do. And that was Srila Prabhupada's idea. He therefore, when he came, he asked devotees to give their lives. He asked us to give our prana. Prana means your breath. So breath means you're giving your whole being, your whole life. Those devotees who become full-time devotees, whether they're full-time or full-time for some time, but everything that they do is for serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jarede Katara Kaha Krishna Uvadesh, giving the message of Krishna to others. And brahmacharis, vanaprastas, sannyasis, certainly for these three orders of life, their business is to be full-time engaged in these type of welfare activities. Grihastas, they may also do, because we see that there are also grihastas who are also full-time. Although most grihastas may not fall into that category, but still, as indicated here, dehinam, anyone who's got a body. So that means anyone who's listening and anyone who's not listening also. It's their duty, it's their responsibility. Somehow or another perform welfare activities. If not with your life, then with your time. Then do it with your wealth. Certainly everyone lives by acquiring some amount of wealth. Use your wealth for Krishna's service. This is generally what even people in the outside world relate to. It's the easiest thing. You just give some of your wealth. I have so much, so I give so much. Sometimes people may give a percentage of what it is that they have, but they give. And by those activities of giving, they feel fulfilled. Yes, I'm doing my duty to humanity. Or they may feel that I'm doing my religious duty. Srila Prabhupada talked about giving 50%. It would be nice if devotees were just at least even giving 10% of their income. But certainly the concept of giving some of one's wealth for benefiting others is important. And then diya. If you don't have wealth, or you're not excluded that all you can do is do one of these things. You can do multiple of these things, many of these things. Yes, you may have your wealth, but don't just give your wealth. Give your intelligence. How did you get so wealthy? You must be very smart. Just like Srila Prabhupada said, I can know how smart someone is by how much money they have in their pockets. So if you're so smart, then use your intelligence also for helping manage, for helping spread Krishna consciousness, for helping distribute Lord Chaitanya's message. And of course, intelligence doesn't just mean the intelligence alone, but those things connected to it, your mind and your body. People often have this idea of doing themselves, doing charitable work. I know in England when many people with their favorite charity, they would go out one day to do a charity collection for that charity. They didn't keep anything. They just, that was their physical work. They personally went out and did that. I know that often, particularly in America, that's the case. When you have someone who's some kind of offender and he doesn't deserve a jail sentence, but he's sent to do some kind of social work, some community service, they call it. He has to do 100 hours, 200 hours of community service, cleaning up the streets or something like that. So both as a means of rectification, but instead as a proactive method of showing our concern for others. What we do, we go to a festival, we participate in distributing food, we do some kind of activity that helps others and contributes, well, as far as we're concerned, contributes to the service or the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement, and your words. Of course, giving words, we know, is the best of all things. Yaidam paramam guyam. Preaching, teaching, going out, distributing books, the opportunity is there now in the Christmas marathon, in the Prabhupada marathon. And just talking. Jaradeka tarikaha Krishna upadesh. Just give Krishna upadesh. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your family. Hold programs in your home. Glorify Krishna wherever you are in some small way. And by doing that, you're doing welfare work. But dehinam, if you've got a body, that's how you have to live. And this word sapalya means not only that it's your duty, but this is how you actually perfect your life. Or to the converse, you can't perfect your life unless you do this. So we should keep this in mind. It's a good meditation. Now's coming Christmas time. It's the season for giving. At least that's what they say it is. Of course, they're giving to those who have, rather than necessarily giving to those who are in need. By that I mean purchasing presents and so on. But still, actually, here Krishna says it's not a matter of season for giving, but life is for giving. Or indeed, the season is your whole life, is your human form of life. It's meant for giving to others. And therefore we can measure the quality of our life by how much our life is dedicated to the service of others. Srila Prabhupada gave this 50% formula when he was talking about wealth. Give 50% of your income. Well, you may not be able to give 50% of your income, but it also sort of gives an idea that if you can't give 50% of your income, then somehow or another give 50% of your time, of your words, of your intelligence, of your energy, or in other words, give 50% of your life. If you can't give all of your life, then give 50%. And by doing that, we're fulfilling the goal of our human form of life, Krishna's order, as Krishna is also saying here. And it gives us the ability to change a very integral dynamic of what's going on in the world around us. A world which is based on taking, taking, taking. Everyone takes from everyone. But our idea in Krishna consciousness is to change that from a world of giving and giving. Not taking, but to give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Krishna came to give. We as devotees are also here to give. And Krishna is telling us these are different four ways, prana, artha, dhiya, vacha, that we should continue to give. Hare Krishna.